listening about Dan on CNN and a lot of the other things that are going on around the world, you wonder how do you comfort people that are sorrowful? People lose their homes, not only in Europe, but here in the United States through hurricanes, and people lose children. What do you, if you're going to say something to somebody that's hurting, you certainly want your words to be of comfort, right? Huh? Last thing you want to do is say anything that would be hollow or would not do what you intend to do. Now this morning, as we join Jesus in the upper room, I wonder what words he is going to use. Men, you don't see this on Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper. I mean, this is not the image you get, but let me tell you, these men are ashamed. They just had their feet washed by their master and Lord. Their feet feel great, but their hearts are heavy. They're embarrassed, right? The natural leader of the group, Peter, has been protected from himself twice so far tonight at dinner. Once when he refused to have his feet washed, Jesus had to kind of straighten him out. And the second time, he said, "Lord, I'm going to lay down my life for you." This is the conversation that's happening at the table. And Jesus responded, "Will you really? Listen, Peter, before 3 o'clock tomorrow morning, you're going to disown me 3 times. That's the Hebrew expression, before the cock crows means before 3 o'clock. Men, the disciples are wavering. What is going to happen to our beloved master? What's happening here? What is Jesus going to say to these men? And besides, Jesus himself has some challenges, right? Have you ever thought about it? He's going to be leaving his friends. He was committed to these men. They were his friends. They've been inseparable for 3 years. And not to mention the fact that tomorrow morning he's going to be crucified. What will you say to these men? Open your scriptures to the 14th chapter of John. John 14 this morning. Jesus here. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would tell you so. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the place where I am going." Listen, men, the first thing that Jesus does is he gives it to them straight. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Now, if you want to get technical, some of you will criticize me for this. You know, Chris, we don't want to be theologians, you know. We just want to make it in this world. But to get a little technical, this happens to be a command. If you want to get real technical, it's imperative. He's saying, don't let your hearts be troubled. Gives it to them straight. First thing I want to tell you, man, is this. You're going into a tough business. This apostleship is going to be tough. And he's saying, guard your heart. I'm wondering if Jesus is thinking about that verse from the Proverbs, Proverbs 4:23. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. Guard your heart. Work at it. How many of you read that book, Ordering Your Private World? About half of us, because a lot of the tables have gone through that. A whole book written around that one verse. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. You know, most of us work on our public life and neglect the private world. And it's in the private world of the heart that you have the leverage in this world, because out of it flow all the issues of life. All your relationships, the way you handle your money, the way you handle people, it all flows out of your heart. And then he says, trust in God, trust also in me. 1986 and 1987 were tumultuous years for me. After 19 years in large corporate systems where I was used to having lots of people around, I found myself in an interior space up there on the perimeter, no windows. I think it was, 8x8, 64 square feet or maybe 100 square feet, all alone, occupationally. Nobody to talk to. Some of you are used to that, but for me, it was a very big transition. So I went to see my friend of mine that has been helpful to me for about 25 years, a professional psychologist. I called him up, told him I was going to be traveling that part of the country, and would he meet me? We met for dinner. He's a bachelor, and we met on a Saturday night. He looked at me over dinner. He said, Chris, what kind of feelings are you having? And I said, Howard, all I can tell you is that I'm terribly lonesome. I just feel lonesome. And this is the kind of guy you want to have in your life. So he looked back at me and he said, Chris, let me ask you something. Who's your bridge? I said, what do you mean, Howard? I got a little defensive, you know, which is my style. He said, is Jesus your bridge? He knew that I had prayed through this whole career decision, and he knew that I was doing something that I thought I should do. He said, is Jesus your bridge? I said, yes, he is. He said, well, then walk over the bridge. Jesus is saying, trust God, trust also in me, because I'm God. That's what he's telling these men. Now, men, if you really want to connect with a Jewish man in that culture, if you really want them to understand, if you want these men to understand how much you really care about them, what are you going to talk about? What's really going to get to the heart of these 11 Jewish kids? Late 20s, probably. You're going to talk about going home. You're going to get the resonance, as a friend of mine likes to say all the time. He likes that word, resonate, okay? But you talk about going home, you're going to get to the heart of a Jewish man. For a Jew, men, the home was not a castle. It was more than a castle. It was a sanctuary. The emphasis was never on the edifice, but on the function of the home. This was something that God had given them. Right in the middle of that entire pagan world over there, he had created a people, and the distinctiveness of this people was the home. If you want to know any more about this, you want to do any studying on it like I have, come and see me. I've got some great literature on this. That is where, men, you praised and worshiped God, in the home. With your father, you would study Torah, the Bible. You would grow up with the Bible. This is where community needs were met. They were met by individual families for the needs that they knew about right around them. You didn't have to send the money to Jerusalem, and you know what I'm saying? You didn't have to send the money down there and have a bunch of bureaucrats take care of the needs. They were met in the community. And meals were a time of worship together. Men, home could be little more than a cave in the side of a hill. But the relationships were right. They were peaceful. As a matter of fact, that's where Jesus grew up. If you go to the Holy Land and you go up to Nazareth, Mary's home, where Jesus grew up, is a cave in the side of a hill. Did you know that? Could be little more than that, but the Hebrew is shalom bayit, the peaceful home. I pray every night, I thank God for a peaceful home. That's one of the gifts he's given me, thanks to my dear wife. So Jesus here, when he says to them, in my Father's house are many rooms, If it were not so, I would have told you, I am going there to prepare a place for you. He's saying to them, listen, men, I'm going to prepare your own place. Each one of you, the emphasis here on many rooms, means that you're all going to have your own place there. And men, he's saying, we shall be there with the Father. And if it were not so, I would tell you so. And men, here is the consolation. Here's the ultimate consolation. I want you to be assured of this. I am going to come back and take you there with me. I promise you. Verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. We're going to be there together in the Father's house together. And man, you have comforted them. This last verse, verse 3 that I just read here, this is often found in words of consolation in ancient literature. They would write to each other that way. When somebody had a terrible loss, they would write on a little card or whatever it is, and I go and prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. Okay? So, there's probably a lot of burdens in this room this morning. I know of several. I'm sure we represent a lot of homes that are not perfectly harmonious, right? Bank accounts are a little thin. We have disappointing health results. I have a neighbor, you know, and you watch this little couple very dutifully put all their nuts in the tree, and they're going to enjoy the retirement, and very soon after he start retirement, he gets sick. You know, I mean, things happen. We need comfort. And there's a lot of frustrating career issues, are there not? I said to a guy the other day, just got passed over. He doesn't come here. He's a client of mine. I said, why are you doing what you're doing? And why are you in this rat race? He just got passed over. You know, he puts 23 years in the salt mine, and then they pass him over, and he's totally bummed out. He's walking around upside down. I said, why do you work here? For the money. You know, 85% of people do work that they don't like. For the money. Take a lesson from Jesus today for comfort. First of all, stay responsible. Guard your heart. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in Jesus Christ. He is God. And think about this, man. You're special. You're special. You have a place in heaven prepared for you by Jesus Christ, and He is coming back to take you home with Him and His Father, our Father. Amen? Amen. Let's pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, join with me, men. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Have a good time at your tables this morning.